Hey, fam, friends, peeps. Let's see, podcast number two here. So, did my first one in July 16th. So, it's been over a month. Started doing these more regularly. Had an idea for doing one very regularly, like as I drove into work. But now that school's back on, I'm going to be taking kids to school every morning. So, I don't know that that'll be the right time and place for a podcast, but who knows, maybe we'll get some entertaining stuff driving my daughter to Westlake High School in the morning. Anyways, I just wanted to jump on and hit it as I'm driving into work right now, a little bit late, got some stuff that I had to do in the morning, but discussing kind of some format stuff and what my plans are. I'm going to be coordinating this with my social media, with Facebook page, YouTube, Instagram, and trying to bring it all together. Obviously, if you know a little bit about me, which I don't know if you do, but I sell real estate, father of three kids, I've been married about 15 years, awesome wife, awesome family, faithful follower of God, Jesus, living out here in the Kaneo Valley. And doing entrepreneur, realtor, investor, trader, lifelong surfer, although time to get back into that. But also, so I guess one of the main things I'm hitting here is that I'm adding in lifestyle stuff too, because everything I've been focused on for the last couple of years has been real estate related and building, working on generating, building a brand that way. But I want to grow it to more than that. I don't want it to just be real estate based. And I've had some very big life changes in the last 3 months health-wise. So go into a lot of detail on that. And that's actually what's motivating me to expand from just being kind of real estate focused with this to really being focused on a lot of things. Real estate, markets, lifestyle, health, fitness, and motivation, things that have motivated me, things that drive me, and just being real, sharing. So some of the things that I have on my mind that need to get from, you know, ideas into execution, and I'm not sure what formats they'll all be on, but I'd like to do something with like a weekly market update that includes not just real estate, but real estate and financial markets, run that out and then do some stuff. So obviously those are going to be longer format things. Everything I've been doing so far, I've tried to keep in the short format, you know, 60 seconds and under, for that way I can post it on Instagram and stuff like that. But podcast is something that is a medium that is good for longer content things like this, like market updates. So, and sharing, you know, kind of what goes on in life. So anyways, wanted to jump on that, regarding, health, fitness, stuff like that. Had some pretty big changes come up about less than three months ago. Doctor gave me some news that wasn't good, but it wasn't anything like cancer or anything like that, but just blood sugar, potential diabetes issues. So that was the kick in the pants that I needed to get back to getting and taking care of my health. I'll go into more detail on that specifically, go into that story, that testimony. And how that can be used. All the stuff I'm doing is to share. I just want to put stuff out there to share and help people. Hopefully my story, things I go through, is a benefit to people in their lives and maybe things they're struggling with. And be a great honor and blessing if something I said or did could positively affect somebody else's life. And same thing on real estate. You know, my heart is for, you know, being a consultant. Yeah, I'm a salesman, but we're all in sales. You know, my My kids are in sales. I learned that when Luke was, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, and he pulled a sales job on me and Melanie that blew my mind. When Melanie wants to, when she wanted to get a camper back in 2014, oh my gosh, it was 2015. I mean, she is one of the best salespeople in the world, hammering away at me nonstop. I mean, Grant Cardone would have been impressed with what she with the job she did on me for getting me to get the camper for the family. And then it's a matter of, hey, take that and turn it outward, build a business on that. But that's a struggle for a lot of people. It's easier said than done. A lot of fear, a lot of taking on new projects, stuff like that. Anyways, I'm kind of getting all over the place here. But I was talking about being in real estate, and my core, the people that my who I am is I like to help people. I like to give and earn your business by giving. I like, I view myself as a consultant. I've been in real estate in the industry for 18 years, in sales for 12 years, and sold well over 100, 150 properties, including foreclosures, short sales, standard sales, dealing with my clients directly. And also with my market knowledge from financial markets, a lot of that, all that stuff is tied together in ways that most people don't realize. Real estate market is still a market. It's an auction market. It still moves according to human nature. Just a much longer term market than, say, stocks or bonds or anything like that. But all this experience I've had, it's my job to share with my potential, with my audience, and if anyone chooses to honor me with using me as their realtor, they'll be very, very well served by the business person I am, the professional I am, and with all my market knowledge and real estate knowledge and transactional knowledge and negotiation skills. But anyways, I'm just mentioning that to tie it all in with I just want to give. I want to help use the gifts that God's blessed me with, life experiences, any skills or talents. Try and stay humble when talking about that stuff, but use that to help people. That's where the reward is. And do that, and financial reward will follow along. It's law of nature. Anyways, running long here. How long have I been on this podcast? 7, almost 8 minutes. So this is podcast number 2. Kind of again a summary, a little bit of talk of what's coming, and work on getting more focused for you guys. Hopefully, you like what you're hearing, and blessed and honored that you're even listening to this. Love you guys. Have a blessed, awesome, productive, successful day. And I will be back soon.